बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को
लाइक दैट. सो नाउ हाउ दीज वेरियस काइंड्स ऑफ लिम्स ऑफ अष्टांग योगा हाउ डू दे हेल्प द प्रैक्टिशनर. कपिलदेव डिस्क्राइब्स हियर प्राणायामैर्दहेद्दोषान् धारणाभिश्च किल्बिषान् प्रत्याहारेण संसर्गान् ध्यानेनानीश्वरान् गुणान्. प्राणायामैर्दहेद्दोषान् बै परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ प्राणायाम वन बर्न्स अप दि फॉल्ट्स इन दि दोषास् सॉरी फॉल्ट्स इन दि बॉडी कफ वात पित्त दि दोषास् इन दैट वन बर्न्स बै प्रैक्टिस ऑफ प्राणायाम. धारणाभ्यश्च किल्बिषान् बै धारण प्रोसेस वन डिस्ट्रॉयज द सिंस. प्रत्याहारेण संसर्गान् बै प्रत्याहार वन डिस्ट्रॉयज असोसिएशन विथ सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स बिकॉज वन कॉन्शियसली ट्राइज टू रिमूव वन सेल्फ फ्रॉम द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. ध्यानेन अनीश्वरान् गुणान् बै द प्रोसेस ऑफ ध्यान अनकंट्रोलेबल क्वालिटीज सच एज अट्रैक्शन एंड रिपल्शन आर डिस्ट्रॉयड. अनीश्वरान् गुणान् अनीश्वरान् मीन्स अनकंट्रोलेबल. सो प्राणायामैर्दहेत् दोषान् बै प्राणायाम वन डिस्ट्रॉयज द फॉल्ट्स इन दि थ्री धातुस. बै धारण वन डिस्ट्रॉयज सिंस बै प्रत्याहार वन डिस्ट्रॉयज फॉल्टी मेटीरियल असोसिएशन and by dhyana one destroys uncontrollable qualities like attraction and repulsion. Yeah, I have heard it that way, the difference between dharana dhyana being the amount of the level of concentration, but the purpose is the same. Yeah. Prabhupada writes here, here it is recommended that by practicing the breathing process of pranayama, one can be released from contamination created by the principal physiological elements. Principal physiological elements according to Ayurveda are kapha, vata and pitta. By concentrating the mind, one can become free from sinful activities, and by withdrawing the senses, one can free himself from material association. Later Prabhupada says, for every item in the yoga system, there is a parallel activity in Bhakti Yoga. But the practice of Bhakti Yoga is easier for this age. What was introduced by Lord Chaitanya is not a new interpretation. Bhakti Yoga is a feasible process that begins with chanting and hearing. Bhakti Yoga and other yogas have as their ultimate goal the same personality of Godhead. But one is practical and the others are difficult. One has to purify his physiological condition by concentration and by restraint of the senses. Then he can fix his mind upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is called Samadhi. So by these various processes, one sort of sinful tendency or sins is one of the cause of not being able to fix the mind. The disturbance created by the three dhatus, that is also one of the reasons for not being able to fix the mind. So by practice of pranayama, pratyahara, asana, many of these obstacles are dealt with so that one can properly fix one's mind in meditating on the form of the Lord. Like that. Then, yada manasvam virajam yogena susamahitam काष्टां भगवतो ध्यायेत् स्वनासाग्रावलोकनः. यदा मनःस्वं विरजं, रज मीन्स इम्प्यूरिटी, विरजं मीन्स प्योर. वेन द माइंड बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड, अगेन दिस रेफर्स टू अ रिलेटिव स्टेट, नॉट एब्सोल्यूटली. वेन द माइंड बिकम्स प्यूरिफाइड योगेन सुसमाहितम एंड बिकम्स steady by Yama and the other Angas, Swanasagra Avalokanaha, looking at the tip of his nose, kashtam bhagavata dhyayet. He should look at the tip of the nose and not meditate on the tip of the nose. He should meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. But looking at the tip of the nose probably helps. I have never tried it. But probably it helps in not getting distracted. He says that looking at the tip of the nose, one should then meditate on the form of the Lord. Kashtam bhagavata dhyayet. So here, Prabhupada mentions in the purport, it is clearly mentioned here that one has to meditate upon the expansion of Vishnu. The word kashtam refers to Paramatma, the expansion of Vishnu. Bhagavataha refers to Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now he says that after perfecting pranayama, pratyahara, now one has to come to the stage of dharana, meditate on the form of the Lord. So that which he has mentioned in this verse. But how does that form look like? Now the next few verses describe the beautiful form of the Lord.
Prasannavadanambojam padmagarbharunekshanam neelotpaladalashyamam shankachakragadadaram.
Prasannavadanambojam. One should meditate on that form with joyful lotus face. Prasannavadanambojam. Padma Garba Aruna Ikshanam. The eyes are reddish like the lotus petals. Neela Utpala Dalashyamam. The complexion of that form is like the complexion of a blue lotus. Shankha Chakra Gadadaram. And he holds Shankha Chakra Gada and Padma. Again, Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanatha Chakritakur commenting on this verse, he says, meditation on the Lord, which is the third anga of bhakti, smaranam, becomes the seventh anga of Ashtanga Yoga. But in yoga, this anga is performed for attaining liberation. But whereas a devotee attains prema by such a meditation, like that. Prabhupada writes here in the purport, Bhagavad Gita states that meditation on the impersonal or void features is very troublesome to the meditator. Those who are attached to the impersonal or void features of meditation have to undergo a difficult process because we are not accustomed to concentrating our minds upon anything impersonal. Actually, such concentration is not even possible. Bhagavad Gita also confirms that one should concentrate his mind on the personality of Godhead. Later Prabhupada says, people always ask why Krishna is blue. The color of the Lord has not been imagined by an artist. It is described in authoritative scripture. In the Brahma Samhita also the color of Krishna's body is compared to that of a bluish cloud. Where? Asitambuda Sundarangam. The color of the Lord is not poetical imagination. There are authoritative descriptions in the Brahma Samhita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and many of the Puranas of the Lord's body, his weapons and all other paraphernalia like that. Then Kapila Dev continues describing the form of the Lord.
Lasat Pankaja Kinjalka Pita Kausheya Vasasam Srivatsavaksha Sambrajat Kaustubamukta Kandaram.
Lasat Pankaja Kinjalka Pita Kausheya Vasasam. He wears silk cloth, the color of glowing lotus pollen. Srivatsa Vakshasam. He has Srivatsa mark on his chest. Bhrajat Kaustuva Amukta Kandaram. So, on his neck is a pearl necklace in which there is this Kaustuva Mani, which is. Then Kapila Dev continues,
Mattadvirepa Kalaya Paritam Vanamalaya Parardhyahara Valaya Kiritangada Nopuram.
So this is a description of the general form of the Lord. If you remember the second canto, we understood that Dharana is a meditation on the general form of the Lord. And dhyana means meditating on the individual limbs of the Lord. So right now, this form is described to aid one's dharana. Next, he will describe individual limbs. So that is to aid the process of dhyana. So he wears a garland, matta dvirepa kalaya, which is filled with the sweet humming of intoxicated bees. Bees are called dvirepa. Parardya, hara, valaya, kirita, angada, nupuram. He wears priceless necklaces, bracelets, crown, arm, bands and anklets. Okay. So here, Purport Prabhupada writes, from this description it appears that the flower garland of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fresh. Where is it indicated? That's why there are bumblebees buzzing around the garland. Otherwise they would not. Actually in Vaikuntha or the spiritual sky there is nothing but freshness. Even the flowers picked from the trees and plants remain fresh, for everything in the spiritual sky retains its originality and does not fade. Everything taken from everything remains everything. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Or as has been stated, in the spiritual world, 1 minus 1 equals 1 and 1 plus 1 equals 1. The bees hum around the fresh flowers and their sweet sound is enjoyed by the Lord. Because of course they hum for giving pleasure to the Lord. Otherwise it's not really a very pleasant sound in one sense. It's not the most pleasing sound. Kanchigunolla satshronim hridayamboja vishtaram darshaniyatamam shantam mano nayana vardhanam. Kanchi guna ullasa chronim. His hips shine with the cords of his belt. Golden belt that he is wearing. Hridayam boja vishtaram. He sits in the lotus heart of the devotees. Darshaniyatamam. His form is most beautiful to behold. Shantam. He is very peaceful. Mano nayana vardhanam, and he increases the joy of the mind and eye. Srila Prabhupada, commenting on this, he says, the word darshaniyatamam, which is used in this verse, means that the Lord is so beautiful that the devotee yogi does not wish to see anything else. His desire to see beautiful objects is completely satisfied by the sight of the Lord. We see in the pastime of Dhanurdas that the procession of the Lord is going on, Lord Ranganath, and Ramanujacharya along with his disciples, they are taking bath in the Kaveri river, and here is Dhanurdas who is like completely, who has fixed his eyes on that lady, and everyone is so distracted by this, even though the Lord is coming, but people are like really shocked to see such an act being done in front of the Lord. So Ramanujacharya realizes that, so he sends Dasharati to fetch Dhanurdas. So he gets him and he asks, what are you doing? The Lord's procession is going on. So is she your wife? And he says, no, she is not my wife, but I have never seen something more beautiful than the eyes. Then Ramanujacharya says, what if I show you something more beautiful? And he said, okay, I will accept it and I will give up this. So he takes him to the Sanctum Sanctorum of Ranganathji's temple. And then he prays to Lord Ranganath. Okay, please don't show that form you show to ordinary people. Please show that form which devotees with the eyes of love, premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena. Please show that form to him and please attract his heart. If Ramanujacharya personally prays, then definitely the Lord is obliged. Shri Krishna Akarshini. So the Lord showed that form and Dhanurdas was completely transformed. What is exactly the color? That's Shyamanand Prabhu gives this example. So it may, some text may say dark blue or some text may say black, but it is neither the dark blue of this world or black of this world. So if it's not of this world, then whether it is black or dark blue doesn't, you know, in one sense really matter. He gives this example that he goes and stays in 5-star hotels. Rich man, wherever he travels. So there are regular, deluxe, super deluxe rooms. So then he comes to, he meets devotees, he becomes a devotee, he comes to yatra. So he has to go online and book for his accommodation. So deluxe, regular deluxe, super deluxe rooms. So he selects super deluxe. And then he enters that room and he gets the shock of his life. Because he is used to a different super deluxe. It's just that the terminology is same. Blue lotus, blue lotus. But it's not this blue lotus, it's that blue lotus. So Yamanacharya, in one of his prayers to the Lord, he says that, my dear Lord, I am so embarrassed. Now that I see your form, now that I am having darshan of your form, I am so embarrassed with what all I have compared you. With what all I have compared your form. You know, it's so embarrassing that nothing in this world is worth comparing with you. Like that he offers a prayer. So in one sense, whether it is dark blue or black, or, you know, in one sense it's not of this world. Yeah, it's not this dark cloud also. It's not exactly this color. That's what I have heard from senior devotees. He sits in the lotus feet, a lotus heart of the devotees, which means he's present. Yeah, he's present. The word darshaniyatamam, which is used in this verse, means that the Lord is so beautiful that the devotee yogi does not wish to see anything else. His desire to see beautiful objects is completely satisfied by the sight of the Lord. Just like Dhanurdas was completely satisfied. So I was thinking, it's Ramanujacharya's 1000th anniversary of his appearance. So something about his life. Now that Dhanurdas example is there, you know. Once it happens that, because I think I can comfortably complete the portion also. So once there was, Ramanujacharya was giving a discourse on Ramayana, and Dhanurdas gets up from the assembly and starts walking out. Everyone is shocked because it's something which has never happened before. No one ever got up and walked out of a discourse given by Ramanujacharya. It was never seen. And people were shocked. Ramanujacharya was also shocked. He stopped the discourse and he said, "Where are you going? Why are you leaving the discourse?" So Dhanurdas, he turned and he was in tears. So Ramanujacharya, "What did I say? Why are you crying? Did I
mention something objectionable. So he says, the topic that was being discussed was Vibhishan's surrender. So Vibhishan is coming along with his associates to surrender to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram is taking the opinion of different people, should we accept Vibhishan back or not. So he was hearing what Sugriva had to say, what Angada had to say, and different people were Jambavan and others, they were giving their opinion. Some said you should kill him, some said you should arrest him, some said you should not accept him, send him back to Ravana. All kinds of people, and these were devotees who were speaking like this. So Dhanurdas said, this Vibhishan is the emblem of surrender. Vibhishan Sharanagati is considered to be like very, very superlative degree of surrender. It's discussed very fondly by all Sri Vaishnavas. So he said, if this Vibhishan is doubted so much by the devotees, and without devotees' blessings one cannot go back, then what is my hope? I don't have any hope of going back home, back to Godhead, if this is the case of Vibhishan. So that's why I am going back. So Ramanujacharya was so touched that how, you know, he is hearing a pastime and he's so absorbed in the pastime. He's feeling for Vibhishan and considering his own fallen state. So Ramanujacharya said that, do you have faith that Krishna will take me back home, back to Godhead? So Dhanurdha said, yes, of course, you know, why would the Lord not take you back? And he said, if he takes me back, I will take you back with me. Will you please sit and hear the rest of the katha? So he agrees and he sits and listens. So like that. Of course, it's not connected to the verse. So then he continues describing the form of the Lord. Apichya darshanam shashvat sarvaloka namaskritam santam vayasi kaishore brityanugrahakataram. So he says he is beautiful and sarvaloka namaskritam, he is worshipped by all people. Shashvat kaishore vayasi santam, he is eternally 15 years old. Britya anugraha kataram, and he is very eager to bless his servants. The form of the Lord is described. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the Lord's facial expression always indicates that he is ready to show favor and benediction to the devotees. For the non-devotees, however, he is silent. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite te shuchapyaham. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, although he acts equally to everyone, because he is the supreme personality of Godhead and because all living entities are his sons, he is especially inclined to those engaged in devotional service. The same fact is confirmed here. It doesn't say anugraha kataram, it says brithya anugraha kataram. He is favorably disposed to the devotees. Just as the devotees are always eager to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is also very eager to bestow the benediction upon the pure devotees. Like that. Then he continues, Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam Punyashloka Yashaskaram Dhyaye Devam Samagrangam Yavanna Chavate Manaha. Dhyaye Devam Samagrangam. Samagrangam means one should meditate on this form of the Lord with all his limbs. One should meditate on the general form of the Lord. Kirtanya Tirtha Yashasam, who is worthy of glorification. Punya Shloka Yashaskaram. Punya Shlokas means the devotees. Yashaskaram means he increases the fame of the devotees. Yavanna Chavate Manaha. When one, till one develops a fairly steady meditation on the form of the Lord, one should not move to the next step. That's what he's telling.
So this is meditation on the general form of the Lord. Samagrangam. All limbs together, the general form of the Lord. Till one develops some level of steadiness in that meditation, one should not move on to the next stage of dhyana. So what is described here is dharana. So Prabhupada writes that the devotees especially see the Lord in the beautiful blackish form of Shyama Sundar. That is the perfection of yoga. This yoga system should be continued until the mind does not vacillate for a moment. Yavanna chavate manaha. Om tad Vishnu paramam padam sada pashyanti suraya. The form of Vishnu is the highest individuality and is always visible to the sages and saintly persons. The same purpose is served when a devotee worships the form of the Lord in the temple. There is no difference between devotional service in the temple and meditation on the form of the Lord. Since the form of the Lord is the same, whether he appears within the mind or in some concrete element. And later Prabhupada says, it is not that one who meditates on the form within the mind sees differently from one who worships the form in the temple. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolute and there is no difference between the two. Whether the form of the Lord in the mind or the form in the temple, there is no difference between the two. So Prabhupada commenting on Punya Shloka Yashaskaram. Punya Shloka is a devotee. Yashaskaram, he increases the fame of the devotee. Prabhupada writes, another significant word in this verse is Punya Shloka Yashaskaram. The devotee is called Punya Shloka. As one becomes purified by chanting the holy name of the Lord, so one can become purified simply by chanting the holy name of a holy devotee. The pure devotee of the Lord and the Lord himself are non-different. It is sometimes feasible to chant the name of a holy devotee. This is a very sanctified process, Prabhupada says. Lord Chaitanya was once chanting the holy names of the gopis when his students criticized him. Why are you chanting the names of the gopis? Why not Krishna? Lord Chaitanya was irritated by the criticism, and so there was some misunderstanding between him and his disciples. He wanted to chastise them for desiring to instruct him on the transcendental process of chanting. Like that. So that's about the dharana process. Dhyaye devam samagrangam. Meditating on the form of the Lord, the general form of the Lord. Then he continues. Now the process of dhyana. Dhyana means meditating on the individual limbs of the Lord. That's what we are going to see now. Prajantam asinam shayanam vaguhashayam prekshaniye hitam dhyayet shuddha bhavena chetasa. Shuddha bhavena chetasa, with one's heart filled with pure emotion, dhyayet, one should meditate. Guhashayam, guha means heart. Guhashayam means the Lord living in the spiritual world, or it could also mean the heart, in both ways. Stitam vrajantam asinam shayanam. So it's not that a yogi meditates on the Lord Paramatma who is just standing. Stitam, while he stands. Vrajantam, as he walks. Asinam, as he sits. Shayanam, as he sleeps. Prekshaniya ihitam, and performs pastimes worthy of seeing. So he is meditating on all that. As it was mentioned earlier also, Vaikunta Leela Abhidyanam. So a yogi, a true Ashtanga yogi, as described here by Kapila Dev, meditates on the pastimes of the Lord also. Yeah, it was not, it's elaborated here.
So Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, the process of meditating on the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within oneself and the process of chanting the glories and pastimes of the Lord are the same. The only difference is that hearing and fixing the mind on the pastimes of the Lord is easier than visualizing the form of the Lord within one's heart, because as soon as one begins to think of the Lord, especially in this age, the mind becomes disturbed. And due to so much agitation, the process of seeing the Lord within the mind is interrupted. When there is sound vibrated praising the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, however, one is forced to hear. The hearing process entering into the mind and the practice of yoga is automatically performed. For example, even a child can hear and derive the benefit of meditating on the pastimes of the Lord simply by listening to a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam that describes the Lord as he is going to the pasturing ground with his cows and friends. Hearing includes applying in the mind. So later Prabhupada concludes by mentioning, yoga necessitates meditation on the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, whether he is standing, moving, lying down, etc. So lying down, pastimes, one pastime, let me share. In South India, there is one of the Divya Desams is in Kumbakonam. So there is a Lord, his, you know, in his lying posture, name is Aravamudan, which means that nectar which can never satisfy his devotees, which means because of its sweetness. So one of the Alvars, he visits the Lord, and he has a very intimate relationship with the Lord. So the Lord is lying down, and the Alvar comes and he says, "What is this? I am here and you are lying down. Is this proper guest reception?" So the Lord says, "But I am a deity. How can I get up?" And he says, "If the deity can speak, why can't the deity get up?" So he says, okay, I'll get up, wait. So, and then he starts getting up. And then the Alvar realizes, how can I order the Supreme Lord? He is a Supreme Lord. He comes back to his external consciousness. And then he immediately apologizes and says, please stay where you are. But by then the Lord has already started to get up. So if you want to get up, if you are lying down like this, if you want to get up, then you try to hold something and get up like that, right? So his hands turned this way. Generally, if someone is lying down, you know, Ranganath pose, he holds his head like this. But here the Lord's hand is little twisted because the Alvar asked him to freeze like that. Therefore, the form of the Lord who is lying down there, it's called Uttana Shayanam. Uttana means he is ready to get up, but he's still lying down. How do you know? Just looking at his hands, you know, and this is the story behind the unusual positioning of his hands, like that. So then he says, Tasmin labda padam chittam sarva vayava samstitam vilakshayekatra samyujyat ange bhagavato munihi. Munihi, the sage, here it means the yogi. Tasmin vilaksha labda padam chittam, having concentrated his mind on seeing the Lord in the dharana process, sarva avayava samstitam, with all the limbs together, samyujyad ekatra bhagavato ange. After he gains some steadiness in meditating on the form of the Lord with all his limbs, he should then start meditating on the individual limbs of the Lord. Ekatra bhagavato ange. Same thing we saw in the second canto also. It was mentioned,
ఏకైక శోంగాని దియానుభావయేత్ పాదాది యావద్ హసితం గదాభృతః జితం జితం స్థానం అపోహ్య ధారయేత్ పరంపరం శుద్ధ్యతి ధీర్యతాయత. ఏక ఏకశో అంగాని దియానుభావయేత్. వన్ షుడ్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ గెయిన్డ్ సమ్ స్టెడీనెస్ మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ది ఓవరాల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. వన్ షుడ్ స్టార్ట్ మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ద ఇండివిజువల్ లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ లైక్ దట్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ధ్యాన. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ సిరీస్ ఆఫ్ వర్సెస్ దట్ కపిలదేవ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు స్పీక్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ దిస్ ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ ధ్యాన. సో ద నెక్స్ట్ ఫ్యూ స్లైడ్స్ ఐ బారోడ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ గ్రేస్ గౌరంగ్ దర్శన్ ప్రభు. సో విల్ బీ సీయింగ్ సమ్ స్లైడ్ షో ఆఫ్ ద డీటీస్ అలాంగ్ విత్ glorification of individual limbs of the Lord, famous verses that we are going to see now. So the beautiful photos are I borrowed from Gaurang Darshan Prabhu. So let's meditate while relishing the beautiful verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have seen this. Apiche darshanam shashvat sarvaloka namaskritam santam vayasi kaishore brityanugraha kataram. The Lord is very eager to bestow mercy upon his devotees. So the meditation, as Prabhupada always says, starts from the lotus feet. Okay, so we'll chant the verse. సంచింతయేత్ భగవతః చరణారవిందం వజ్రాంకుశధ్వజ సరోరుహ లాంఛనాడ్యం ఉత్తుంగ రక్త విలసన్నక చక్రవాల జ్యోత్స్నావిరాహతమహద్ హృదయాంధకారం. సంచింతయేత్ భగవతః చరణారవిందం. వన్ షుడ్ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్. లాంఛనాడ్యం, లాంఛన మీన్స్ మార్క్స్. లాంఛనాడ్యం మీన్స్ ఎండోర్డ్ విత్ ది మార్క్స్. విచ్ మార్క్స్? వజ్ర, థండర్ బోల్ట్. అంకుష మీన్స్ అన్ ఎలిఫెంట్ గోడ్, దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ యూస్ టు కంట్రోల్ ది ఎలిఫెంట్. ధ్వజ, ఎ ఫ్లాగ్. సరోరుహ, లోటస్. వజ్ర, అంకుష, ధ్వజ, సరోరుహ, లాంఛనాడ్యం. Of course, it has other marks also. It's not an exhaustive list of all the marks. Some of them are mentioned. And then he says, Uttunga rakta vilasan nakachakravala jyotsnabir ahata mahad hridayandakaram. What is the potency of this lotus feet? It is said that mahad hridayandakaram ahata. It can destroy the great darkness of ignorance that is present within the heart. How? Jyotsnabir. Jyotsna means light or illumination. By the illumination that is coming from Uttunga Rakta Vilasad Nakachakravala. Means the nails in the lotus feet of the Lord looks like an array of small moons which are reddish in color. Uttunga rakta vilasan nakachakravala. And the light that's emanating from those reddish toenails, if we, while taking darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord, it has the capacity to destroy the darkness of ignorance within the heart of the living entity. So that's what this verse talks about. సో సంచింతయేత్ భగవతస్ చరణారవిందం వజ్ర అంకుష ధ్వజ సరోరుహ లాంఛనాడ్యం. సో వజ్ర, దిస్ ఇస్ వజ్ర. అండ్ వేర్ ఇస్ అంకుష? దిస్ ఇస్ అంకుష. అండ్ ధ్వజ,
Saroruha. Okay. But of course, there are many other symbols also. So basically, taking darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord is capable of destroying the ignorance within the heart. So which is very important, because that's the root cause of all suffering. So like that. So Srila Prabhupada here mentions in the purport, the Mayavadi says that because one is unable to fix his mind on the impersonal existence of the absolute truth, one can imagine any form he likes and fix his mind on that imaginary form. But such a process is not recommended here. Imagination is always imagination and results only in further imagination. Very nicely put. Imagination is always imagination and results only in further imagination, nothing more. A concrete description of the eternal form of the Lord is given here. The Lord's soul, S-O-L-E, soul, is depicted with distinctive lines resembling a thunderbolt, a flag, a lotus flower and a goad, elephant goad. So I saw, I mean, I had seen, but I had never observed so closely. But in Sringeri this time when we went, so we were observing that, you know, that goad is actually quite sharp. And it was very painful to see the way in which he was, you know, hitting the elephant with that goad. Maybe it's necessary to control, but it certainly looked quite painful. It's quite sharp, that at least what he was holding was. And next, further, the glories of the lotus feet is further described. This is the yogi, while meditating on the lotus feet, is meditating also on the various glories of the lotus feet and other limbs of the Lord. And he is also meditating on the various pastimes that that will be described while describing the various limbs. So it's not just meditating on the limb, but it's like a much more wholesome meditation. It's not just meditating on the part of the body.
Yachaucha nisrita sarit pravarodakena Tirtena murdnyadikritena shiva shivo bhut dhyatur manashyamala shayana shrishta vajram dhyayet chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam dhyayet chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. One should meditate on this lotus feet of the Lord for a long time. Yat shaucha udakena, the water which washes this lotus feet, Sarit Pravara, which is the best amongst the rivers, Mother Ganga, Nisrita, she descends from that lotus feet, and Shiva Shivobhut, and Lord Shiva taking that water of Mother Ganga on his head, Shivo Abhut, he became auspicious. Lord Shiva became Shiva. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his bhajans, he says, Jepada Paya Shiva, Shivatva Lobila. It's based on this verse, that that verse literally means that the Lord Shiva attained Shivatva by holding the lotus feet of the Lord in his head. It means the water that washed the lotus feet. Shiva Shivobhut. Tirtena murdnyadikritena. He holds the Ganga on his head. Then he says,
ధ్యాతుర్ మన శమల శైల నిసృష్ట వజ్రం. దిస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ యాక్ట్స్ యాస్ అ వజ్రం, ఎ థండర్ బోల్ట్ దట్ డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ ది మౌంటన్స్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్. శమల శైల, శైల మీన్స్ అ మౌంటన్, శమల మీన్స్ సిన్స్. సో దెర్ ఇస్ అ మౌంటన్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్. ది అప్రారబ్ధ కర్మ ఇస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు అ మౌంటెన్. వై ఈస్ దేర్ అ మౌంటెన్? బికాస్ ది ఎబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ టు కన్స్యూమ్ దేర్ కర్మ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ స్మాల్ కంపేర్డ్ టు దేర్ ఎబిలిటీ టు జనరేట్ కర్మ. సో ఇఫ్ యు సీ, దేర్ ఇస్ అ కాస్మలాజికల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆల్సో ఫర్ దిస్. ఓకే, ఇఫ్ యు రీడ్ ది 5th canto, this whole universe is divided into 14 planetary systems, and this bhuloka, earthly planetary systems, is just 1/14th, okay, one of those 14. And bhuloka is further divided into 7 islands: Jambudvip, Kushadvip, Kraunchadvip, Shalmalidvip, and so on. 7 different islands, of which Jambudvip is the smallest island, which is at the center. This Jambudvip is further divided into 9 varshas. Okay, there is a reason why I am giving this geography lesson. So Jambudvip is further divided into 9 varshas, of which Bharat Varsha is the smallest varsha. And this Bharat Varsha has living entities, many, many species, 84 lakh species, of which human species are 4 lakh. Okay? So, only human species in Bharat Varsha, they are the only species which can generate karma. Rest all in the 14 planetary systems, they are spending what they have earned. Okay, they are called upabhogasthan, like shesha punya upabhogasthan. Like there is swarga, where whatever pious credits one has gained, one goes there, spends it, and when the piety is over, they are kicked out. That's a general description. Actually, there is more detail to it in the 5th canto. It says it's not that his pious credits become zero. Like if someone wants to go to a mall and purchase something, don't go. I'm just, for example. So if it's a very posh mall, then maybe there is nothing that you can buy there which is worth less than 500 rupees. Hypothetically, let's take. So you go there with a bunch of notes and you spend, you go there with 11,000 rupees and you have spent 10,600 rupees buying various things. So you are left with 400 rupees. That 400 rupees has no value inside that mall because you cannot buy anything. So you have to get out of that mall. But this 400 rupees has value in other places. You can, small shops, you can always go and buy something. So after one is kicked out of Swarga, one goes to these various other planetary systems which are called Shesha Punya Upabhogasthan. Shesha Punya, whatever is leftover Punya, Upabhoga, they can spend it there. So that's also like a mini Swarga, but the level of enjoyment available is less than Swarga. Okay, but there also there is nothing that they can buy which is worth, let's say, 100 rupees. So after this person has spent, out of those 400, if he has spent 350 rupees, he is left with 50 rupees. So he is sent to Bharat Varsha and he takes birth in some, because he has 50 rupees worth of punya, so he can take birth in a very pious family, you know, very good facilities, very good education, Janma Aishwarya Shruta Shri, all of that is that leftover punya.
Shesha Punya. So basically, and then he again works to one lifetime, and that too, if that lifetime is in Kali Yuga, hardly some 60, 70, 80 years. If he is lucky, 90, 95 years he may be. That is the only time he earns. Rest all, whether it is Punya or Papa, throughout the 14 planetary systems, he is only spending it. So which means, even from a cosmological point of view, our ability to earn every second what we earn, probably we would actually end up taking many, many lifetimes to spend. So our ability to earn, unlike this material world, our ability to earn is much higher compared to our ability to spend. Of course, we might want that ability while staying here so that we can work for just half an hour, and for one full year we can keep spending what we have earned. Unfortunately, it's not like that. So that's what it is mentioned, that dhyatur mana shamala shaila nisrishta vajram. So the lotus feet of the Lord acts as a thunderbolt which can pulverize, just like in good old days, you know, unlike today where dynamite is used, and so many dynamites have to be used to just break apart a part of the mountain or hill. But in those days, you know, Indra used to send his thunderbolt and pulverize one full mountain. So it is mentioned that the lotus feet of the Lord acts like such a thunderbolt. Dhyatur mana shamala shaila nisrishta vajram. It acts as the thunderbolt which pulverizes the mountain of sins that have been accumulated over many lifetimes. It's, Acharyas explained, it's literally a mountain. And what is considered as prarabdha karma is just a handful of that mountain. And that's all. You know, what does the mountain lose if you take one handful of dust from that mountain? Nothing, literally. So here we'll read the translation once more. One should meditate continually upon the Lord's lotus feet. Dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. Yet shaucha udakena, the water washing which Sarit Pravar, Mother Ganga, makes the auspicious Lord Shiva, who holds this Ganga on his head, more auspicious. The Lord Shiva gains Shivatva or auspiciousness because he holds Mother Ganga, which is nothing but the foot wash of the Supreme Lord. And that lotus feet acts as a thunderbolt which is released amongst mountains of sins in the meditator's mind. So Srila Vishwanathacharya Thakur, commenting on this verse, he says, after describing the sweetness of the feet, Kapiladev describes the power of his feet. What is the power of his feet? It can destroy mountains of sins. The devotee meditates on the thunderbolt to destroy the mountains of sins. So each one of these symbols was described. So the devotee meditates on each one of these symbols and gains different benefits. When he meditates on the thunderbolt, mountains of sins are destroyed. And when he meditates on the elephant goad, he meditates on the elephant goad to lead the elephant of his mind in the right path. Please guide my mind in the right path. With that desire, he meditates on the elephant goad. May my mind be guided by the elephant goad of your feet. Like that. He meditates on the flag to give the highest kingdom to mind, which means the highest bliss of prema. He meditates on the barley corn, which is one of the symbols there, to give highest fame. He meditates on the umbrella to give relief from the three miseries. He meditates on the chakra, complete protection.
So each one of these symbols bestows a different kind of blessing on the devotee who meditates on these various symbols in the lotus feet of the Lord. Like that. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, in this verse the position of Lord Shiva is specifically mentioned. The impersonalist suggests that the absolute truth has no form and that one can therefore equally imagine the form of Vishnu or Lord Shiva or Goddess Durga or their son Ganesha. But actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Master of everyone. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Aras Sabhabhritya. The Supreme Lord is Krishna and everyone else, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, not to mention other demigods, is a servant of Krishna. So Prabhupada uses this verse to establish that Lord Shiva is also subservient to Vishnu only. So ours is actually a monotheistic religion. Elsewhere Prabhupada mentions the same thing. So Prabhupada says, another significant point of this verse is that the mind of the conditioned soul, on account of its association with the material energy, from time immemorial contains heaps of dirt in the form of desire to lord it over material nature. This dirt is like a mountain, but a mountain can be shattered when hit by a thunderbolt. Meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord acts like a thunderbolt on the mountain of dirt in the mind of the yogi. And Prabhupada later says, because the dirt has accumulated like a solid mountain, one must meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for quite a long time. Dhyaye chiram bhagavatas charanaravindam. For a long time one should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Like that. So we have tried to meditate on the lotus feet. So when we convene back in the afternoon, we will continue and move upwards till the smiling face of the Supreme Lord. So we'll end it here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.